There is a well-known Vipassana teacher whose interpretation of the teachings are such that one does indeed burn off or slough off past karma if it arises in the presence of awareness and equanimity, leading to a purification of the mind. Any thoughts on how this interpretation could arise from the teachings or commentaries? And I think it's more of a it's sort of more of a Hindu and Jain teaching, that kind of perspective. But it's also, there is a, on a certain level, there's a kind of a practical gist underlining in the sense of, you know, maybe trying to imbue some kind of importance, meaning, helpful function. Of that awareness and equanimity and that seeing that it does lead to a purification of the mind. It kind of conflates two things in terms of the karmic process as a goal, as opposed to in the sense that you need to burn your past karma up in order to purify the mind. But that's, I say, like an overextension, I think, of the logic in practice.